Simen Shinches Seif Yudalef. Machat Shlema, a needle that you sew it. Mutar letaltalo, you're allowed to carry her in Shabbos even that it's klishim alachti leisur. But the halacha is that klishim alachti leisur letzerach gufo yim ekoyim you're allowed to. So mutar letaltalo, little boy sakoitz, to take out a needle. The bir halacha will ask, pshite, that you're allowed to, could be the chiddush is agav the sefer, that it's also, and could be the chiddush is like the bir halacha brings down, that is a heter to take out the needle, and you don't have to be choishish for the isur of itzras tam. If it's a psikresha, the bir halacha says not to do that. Nital chuda, the edge broke, or chor shalom, where you put the thread through, also it's muktzen, you're not allowed to carry it, even letzerach gufo yim ekoymoy. V'chadosho shele nikvo adayin muto, but a new needle that didn't make you the hole to take through it, the thread, it's not mukta, and you're allowed to carry it letzerich gufo yim ekoyme. Mishnebura sivkot memvov. Machat, hu machat miyuchad letfira, it's made for sewing. V'avi ki kol kli shemalachti leisur, it's considered a kli shemalachti leisur. Umuto letat letzerich gufo yim. Now a little base of coins, or another case that you're allowed to carry it. You have a sword, you want to take out the post. You have clothing that you have to put together, or you have to bash something on top of your clothes. You're allowed to put it together with a needle. Here the Mishneh Berurah doesn't bring down chilukim, it just says, ובמוקרים שאוסו לוטס ובשבס כבר ביאמו לאל, that is אוסו, ואיים בסיף יתחס מה שכסבנו שם. The Mishneh Berurah here doesn't say a difference how much time you have to push in the needle that it's mutar also. You're allowed to connect, put together clothes with a needle. And Simen Shin Mem, Sivkot M'chof Zayin, he brings down from the Kobben Asanel that if you have to push it through twice, the Isu from Teufel. And it says to be Choshesh to it. Here the Stimas Advorim is mashma that it's mutar. Sivkot Mem Zayin, Hakoitz, v'hu adin shemutar letalto letzor mekoymoy, not only tzor gufo, you're allowed to even tzor mekoymoy. V'kol sheken, that you're allowed to letalto lo, to move it away from the place, im etzor munachas v'mokim sheyecholim nuzek v'bnei and shebeisoy, people, little kids, could play with it to get a sore. V'zeh afilu benit al chudu she'enu le'ashem kli klal, gam mutar letalto lo, like we learned in the Ramon Se'ivov, im nishmu r'mokim sheyecholim le'azik in tzchuchis, glass that broke on the table, you're allowed to move it. The only aura is why he calls it kol sheken. There's one heter of tzorch mekoymoy, and there's one heter, no shaykhis to the halacha of tzorch mekoymoy. She's mukze. That shele yizuku boy, chazal bo matir. And here it's a little bit of mashmoy that it goes together. Sifkot memches, v'chadosho, dezin nim lachaleo, v'inanoik bu mashu monek moishi l'netil asakoy. Now it's going to be mazur, why if it broke the edge, you're not allowed to carry it, even to take out the needle. Aval benitla choydoi uktzo bottom and Hashem kli. Does derech lizroik oiso ben shivri matish. The derech is to throw to the garbage. V'michdo miboid yoim le'eze tashmish, have a kli umuto letal le'kedin kol kli shemalachti le'eto. What the Mishneh Berurah says? That if the edge broke, it's mukta. It's not a keli. It's roi to take out a needle. The Magen Avraham asks a question. We learn Se'ivov Zayin, Shivre Kelim Sheroi Lechasis Boi Keli. Even if it's not Kei Melachta Arishoino, it's not mukta. Here it's better. It's even Kei Melachta Arishoino, you could take out the needles. Also, see if you'd base, we'll see. Shiori Machzeles, if it's left Gimel Al Gimel, it is roi Lechasis Boi Tinuf. It's also not mukta. And the Magen Avraham answers two terutzim. The Mishneh Berurah quotes the second teretz that because the derech of Neodom to throw it to the garbage, the mele it loses the shem keli and it's mukta. Rabbi Seinu, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and Shmir Shabbos, the nuance, Chele Gimel Perek Tes, Or Yud Alef, and Rabbi Nissim Karelitz in the Chut Hashoni, Chele Gimel, I think Perek Nun Alef, discuss a very interesting question. In our days, for example, a person has a china cup, the handle broke. People throw it to the garbage. It's right to drink with it, but we rich, it's a shirus in our days. People don't use it for these kind of things. So it becomes mukta or not. We said in the needle, even though it's roi for a shimush, but because people throw it, it's considered mukta. Maybe only macha that this was the derech, even not because it was such a shefa in the world, because people didn't keep it. Masha'enken, today, that is a shefa. For example, a person has a bag, a milk bag. You could use it for something else. A plastic bottle, you could use it for something else, but they don't use it. And here I want to divide it to two. The first shaila is, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has a shaila is, if a person has this kelim that people throw today, meroiv ashirusam, Rav Shlomo Zalman holds it's mukze. Rav Nissim Kareli says only a needle, but these things are not exactly together, I'm not so sure. Then there's another discussion. Bottles. It's roiv melachtoi completely, but people don't keep it anymore. Maybe small plastic bottles keep it, the kids keep. Bags. Some people throw it in the garbage, some people keep it. But, for example, milk bag, no one keeps. Drink carton, no one keeps. If it's considered mukta, when you finish to use it or not, Rav Shlomo Zalman there wants to say that it's mukta. Rav Nissim Karelitz wants to say that it's not mukta. It really goes to all of the paper goods. People throw them after use them once. It's a clue that it's roi completely. We'll see later that stomach keli, even if people throw to the garbage, we say butla daitoi. But here people throw to the garbage. But it's a keli. It loses the chashivus. Shlomo Zalman wants to say that it's mukta. And Reb Nissim, Reb Shmuel Erbach wants to say that are not mukta. We'll go weiter to the next seif in Shulchan Aruch, seif Yud Beis. Shiori machzolis mutar letaltelon. The chazi lechase betinuf etzroi to cover with it a tinuf. V'im zorkom la'ashma v'odiyoim osu letaltelon. But if you threw it before Shabbos, then already it's mukta. Mishne Brura seif kot memtes. Shiori machzolis. Shinifrudu min ha-machzeles yeshono u'ben shinifrudu me'erev Shabbos shinifrudu b'Shabbos is like a mat and a piece separately muto letazna afilu eimem shal shosholesh v'afilu mechama letzel muto because the machzeles is not kli shemalachti le'yisro it's kli shemalachti le'heter and is he allowed to move it v'im zorgum le'ashbo de botlo miyoyset kli nada mishabur says what we mentioned before machzeles shleimo afilu zorgum le'ashbo muto de botlo daite etzel kolodom not garbage. The man is bottle diet. See if you'd gimel. Shiorim atlon yeshabalu, left over that clothing, that little pieces. Im yesh bohem shorish etzvoyes, shorish etzvoyes, muto letaltalom, v'im lab osu. V'yesh matirim afilu im ein lehem shorish al shorish, u'bilvad shelo yiu taliyah shel mitzvah. If it comes from a taliyah shel mitzvah, that people don't use it for different things, then you have to have shorish al shorish. But if it's not from the Talish and Mitzvah, the second Shita holds even little pieces people don't throw away, and it's not Mukta. Sholesh Etzboyes Mishne Brura, the Yesh Bezeh Ktsas Chashivus Dechazi Le'anim, V'ayim Ba'achoinim, that Kosvu, but if the owner is a rich person, Osu Le'taltalon, Dem Lehem Lechshiv Yishor Matonis Elim, Ken Yesh Bezeh Sholesh Tfochim, Sholesh Tfochim Le'dezu. Rich people need shalosh tefachim ashalosh tefachim. Mutar tam einu kozman shazog la'ashva v'shmetichim d'chozi l'kaneach v'midi v'avik eshorim machzoles. Talisha shal mitzvah v'sha'odom boidil mehem l'ishtamesh v'tashmish. Alken b'inin b'nu shalosh atzbois ashalosh atzbois. V'haynu le'anin. But la'ashirim you need more. La'ashirim you need more. So here it's mashal in the Mishnebura that the second shita is only klape anin. Klape ashirim it stays that you have to have a big chashivus. Even at the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah, it's not so clear. But this is the halacha. So if you dalet, minol chodosh, a shoe, muto leshomte me'ar atfus, it's a piece of metal that on that they create, they fix, and they do the shoe. You're allowed to take it off that metal. Aval pishim melachti le'isur of that metal. Came in the Shem Kli Olo Muto Letalto Letzoch Mekoyme. So I want to explain. It's two chidushim we learned the Sugya and the Gemara. The shoe was made on that piece of metal. And the Na'al Chodosh is Mehudok Heitev. It's very tightly on that metal. When you take it off, we have to come to two chidushim. That the Na'al has a Shem Keli, even that was only created, and it's full with metal, and like it is, you cannot use it. It already has a Shem Keli. Second of all, that when you pull out the metal, you're moving mukzeh. Or even when you move the shoe, you're moving mukzeh. It's also you're allowed to. Why? Because the shoe has a shem keli. So gufi mekoyim you're allowed to. You need a shoe. You want to put your foot inside the shoe. This is called tzerech mekoyim. You're allowed to take out this metal by taking out the metal or by taking off the shoe. And for sure, if it's loose, for sure it has a shem keli. And also then, if you're just slipping it off and you're not moving the mukzeh, for sure you're allowed to. This is the first part of the Mishnah Berurah. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah inside. Sif Katan Nun Vav. Minol Chodosh. Lokat Chodosh L'Rivusa. Avshu Mehuda Galatfus Shapir. Even that it's very well put in on a piece of metal. Ve'ein Yochel L'Shomte Me'elov Elohim Ken Metal Tadig Galatfus B'Yodayim. He has to pull out the metal. Fulohoch Yishori. The Avshu Klish Malachti L'Yisru. Shal Yodoy. They fix the shoes. You want to put your shoe inside. The kol shekhen kshaminol yoshon shu rofui has a shem shoe. The yochal l'shot aminol me'olo b'li tiltu l'atfus b'yodayim. Then you're allowed to. Tiltu min atzad, for sure you're allowed to. The shem kli lefitam ze u adin de muto lishmu l'atfus miteich aminol. Not only to pull up the shoe, you're allowed to pull out the metal. Bein shetakua b'choyzek it's pashut. Ben berofri, even that berofri you're allowed to. If you take off the shoe, be tiltul min atzad, and now you're taking off the metal. Well, your rabbi mepati berofri, the lomi yitaltel atfus. Tav yoyso sheyash mitamin el meol of achar shu rofri v'yitaltel b'yadayim. Mokim shekosher ash mitamin el bevada yin leach. The Taz says you're allowed to take out the metal, even that you could pull off the shoe, and the your rabbi is mepakpek. The pashtas advorim we talk in a case that even when you pull off the shoe, it moves a little bit. But even so, you're allowed to. Now the Torah says you're allowed to take out the metal and the liorabe is mepakpek. If we learn like that, that when you pull off the shoe, you're also moving it, but the Torah says you're allowed to, and the liorabe is machme. The shaila is like this: we learn in Sif Katan Yud Gimel, klishim melachti leisur. The mishnevur shita is: if you have a derech heter, tahainu, you could use, for example, instead of using a hammer to open a nut, you could use the nut opener, nut cracker. You have to. You're not allowed to use the hammer. You have a plate. You have to eat at it. You're not allowed to eat English melachti leisu. If you don't have a brera, you're allowed to. And here the Taz says that even you could move off the shoe, you could take out the metal. If we're talking about you move off the shoe, the metal will not move. It's a really big question. But the metal will move. But it's kilachriyat. What does it matter to you to do to take out the metal? From here, the Shmir Shabbat Kirchosa says, Muchach from here, that even if I have a wave kilachar yad, also in klishim lachter yisur, I don't have to do it. And this is what the Chazanish says also la aloche. For example, you have a mukta on a bed, you want to sit on the bed, you're not mechuyev to shake off the mukta, you're allowed to move the mukta. If I need to scratch myself with klishim lachter yisur, I don't have to do it kilachar yad. Del yorabe is machmir, and if he did, del yorabe will hold, and I'm mechuyev to do it even kilachar yad. If not, then we will say that Eliyahu Rabbi learns that by taking off the shoe here is not even tiltum in atzad, it's gomish, it's not called mukta. Then you're not allowed to. But if you anyway have to move the mukta, so there's no Indian to try to do it kilahariyat. And Sefer Be'er Eliyahu brings down a different teretz. Says the following teretz: Klishim melachti leisur is a heter letzach gufay mekoymai. What is gufay? I need to use it for a purpose. What would be if I don't need to use it for that purpose? I could use something else, so there's no heter. But if I can't, it's a mutar lekatchila, I don't have to do it kilaharya. Tzarech mekoyim is the same thing. I have a heter. Now, the difference is like that. Because klishim melachti leisur, if I could do it in a different way, so there's no more heter, there's no tzarech gufay. Tzarech mekoyim, I need to put my foot inside the shoe. I need a metal to be away. You're right, I could do it by kneel, and I could do it by taking out the metal. But I need a tzach mekoymoy. The mukta needs to move. I'm allowed to move. The heter of mukta was not b'diyeved dika heter, that you have a heter. Chazal will matter tzach gufay mekoymoy. Just if efshar being a heter, Chazal will not matter you because the heter is not there. Tzach mekoymoy, I have a tzarech here. And if that could be, even if I take off the shoe, the mukta will not move at all, I'm allowed to take out, move away the mukta, because it's considered that it has a heter of tzach mekoymoy. He brings down there a very interesting shaila. person has laundry hanging on the line, and he has laundry sticks that you hold on to the laundry, the dry before Shabbos, he wants to take it off. Now, he brings down from Nissim Karelit that these pegs that hold the laundry are considered muktzah because hanging laundry on Shabbos is the Isur Darabon of Marisai. Now, the question is, if you're allowed to take off the pegs, or you have to pull the towel? If we'll say like the Taz, could be allowed to take off the pegs. If you're the Eliyahu Rabbi, it could be you'll have to pull the towel. Can I? A raya shtickle to this aloche that we said klishim lachti leisu the heter mashenken klishim lachti lezor mekoymoi. We said it's both of them are mutter. Just when it's, you have a kli heter, so the heter doesn't exist. Lezor mekoymoi the heter exists, and if the heter exists, there's no inyan to do it in a different way. We see that as aloche you're allowed to be ma'arim. You're allowed to. You want to move the hammer. You decide you want to eat a nut, and then you open the nut with the hammer. If you don't have a nut opener, cracker. What is the heter? Because it's not easier not to do it. The heter, the matter, it's a gufa mekoyma. As we said, if you have a different way, it's not a heter. It's already chal the heter. The Bach says that if bederech ha'oilam, bederech choil, to move it in this way, you're not mechuyev to try to move it in a different way. You're allowed to do kederech shu'oise bechoil. This is the achor of the Bach, it's very mistaber. Seif tezayin. Sandal shenifsiko retzua pnimis, adayin teraskli olav umutol letaltolay. If the retzua pnimis tore, because it's easy to fix, and people fix it, and you don't need such a big umen to fix it, and the derech is to fix it, it doesn't lose the shem keli, and it's not muktzena. Nifsiko achitzayin. Botel miteraskli ba'asur letaltolay. It's not a kli, and you're not allowed to move it. Why it's not a kli? And the Mishnah Berurah is mashma because people throw it, people don't fix it anymore. So maybe it lost the Shem Keli. This is the way the Mishnah Berurah. So it's mashma when you read the Mishnah Berurah. Pnimis people fix. Chitzoniyah, people don't fix. Feed that, I know some Achronim wanted to say, Mucha from here, that's something that needs to be fixed. Even though it's not roi to use now, it's not mukta. Vorai from Mishu. It's not roi to use now. But if it, you could fix it. It's not mukta. Masha'enken, people throw it. Bemele, people are not used to fixing it. It's mukta. The truth is, it's not such a raya. Maybe the shoe is roi lechasis boisa minol. Lechasis boisa kli to support a bed. Just why? Chitzoino is mukta. Because ain't derech. Derech lezalk. People don't keep it anymore. And this would be a way to learn the Mishnah Berurah. I'll read the Mishnah Berurah inside. Retzua pnimi she'asandal yesh b'shtei trisiyos v'umokim kviyas ha'retzuas. Echad mibachutz ve'echad mibefnim. Kshenisiko ha'pnimi isroi letakmei v'af al pishetikun ha'nikr v'gnayu miu lezad ha'pnim lo'im ischazi. Alken adayin shem kli olof. Aval kshenisiko ha'chitzoino eino hogun shuv letakmei. V'derech lezor kile ashpo. Alken botem eno shem kli ve'en chiluk b'nisiko b'shabes ha'nisiko b'odyev. This is the way the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. The Mokif of the Mishnah Berurah is the Levush Yisrat. The Levush Yisrat brought down Pshat in the Mogen Avraham that asked the Kasha, why it's Mukze? It's Roi Lechasa Beis HaKelim. And he asked because people throw it away. And this is the way the Mishnah Berurah learns Pshat. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, you cannot learn like that. Why? Because the Mishnah Berurah is Mamshich. Ve'imu Bekarmelit. Mutar likrich olav gemi lach shu meichel behemel letakmen shu leipol meraglov. Ubechotzer shu nishmor sham osu. Chazal were matir bekarmelis to tie it with a gemi and to walk back home, and ubechotzer they were not matir. Mishnah Berurah explains why. Bekarmelis rutzalem adeshomen nishmor al kinitiru el likrich olav kshelo yahobet. Chazal don't want to get lost. Bechidush they were matir mukta for that. But even so, frankly, Mishnah Zalman, but we said people throw it. We'll see later in Hilchis Kosher why begemi is no isur, because no chash levatlo is no kosher boichlim. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says you can learn Kipshuti like the Levush. Levush Esrat. Because it says that people don't throw it. This means Rabbi Shlomo Zalman learns people fix it. And we have to say why I roi lechasas b'yis ha-keilim will answer that Val, it's most people don't cover keilim, other because people want to use it for different things, they don't cover with it keilim. And both of them people fix. Just pnimis, it's a leichter tikkun, b'meil it's not mukta. Even, also because it's very easy to metaken, it's shame now, but she'engin chitzayin is you need a really tikkun uman, and people don't use it for different things, b'meil it's mukta. Why become elitz it's mutar? You could learn again, chazal, the not aser, but the rishonim explain, the rashba, the ritva, people are not miyachedit because they have a das that because it can carry it in the kamelis, they want that it will not be aktsur yet till they come to the house. Mashengim b'chosso, they maktsur it already. Shemazal wants to learn a huge chiddush from here. Someone has a hat and it's torn in the middle of the street. And he's not going to keep it. But in the street he's embarrassed to go without the hat, so he puts the hand. And this is the derech. It's not muktsur in the street. It's like this thing in the kamelis. People don't, but maybe there's a difference. There people don't makta it to leave it because they don't want it to get lost. Masha'enken in the hat could be it's not machmas chashivas. Shem Zaman says, so we learn from here that the shoe is mukta because it has to be fixed. We learn that aloch is teva shedo migdal, that the break in Shabbos they're not mukta. We have to say that here you need a uman, and there you don't need a uman. And when you need a uman, it's mukta. Or we could say, there the etzem keli is raw yet. But mele the shever is raw, agav the keli, even that it needs a uman. Masha'enken, here, the keli himself is not raw anymore. But mele it's bottom. So here we have to know, Taki, if a button falls off a shirt, could be it doesn't need a uman, so it's not mukta. Again, all of this, it's Geboida, what we mentioned already, that Shitas HaMishnah Berurah, that the Shever, even if it's not Roy Leklum, he's not Mukta because it's Roy. If we learn that you need that the Shever is Roy, and like Atchila, we're not matter if the Shever is not Roy, so we have to say the same thing here, that the Shever will have to be Roy. So in a sandal, maybe it's like not Roy because people don't use it for nothing else. Mashenkim Pnimis, maybe people use it somehow. So b'mele it's not mukta yet. Or maybe because the shame keli stays, so then it's bichlal not a mukta. Any idea. Because the shame keli stays on it. So b'mele it's not called a aktsa. The same thing la'aloch, if a person's shoe tears in a shusarabim, if it's roi to carry on wearing like it is, Rosh Hashanah says it's for sure in Shulchan Shleima, it's not mukta. Not mukta. If it's not roi, so in the Shmir Shabbos he says that you're allowed to walk with it back to the house. Again, I'm not so sure. If the svar is that he's not makta because he wants to walk with it to the house, so then the Shmir Shabbos is right. But if it's only because people normally use it to fix it, and b'mele it's choshuv yet agav, and they're not makta because the vow they don't want to leave it in the street, it's only in a shoe that is taken roi to fix. So this aloha yet needs a little bit hesba yet, and the klolim. Again, we learn the aloha of shivri kelim, a machas that is roi loiti esakoit is not mukta, but if nishbar, choiro, people throw it, it's mukta. We said we see that thing that people throw is mukta. We saw the same aloha shiur matloni is what is roi to tashmish is not mukta. But even so, we learned here in Sif Tzvav by a sandal chidush. Pnimis is not mukta and chitzonis is mukta. Shtabu is mashal because this you throw and this you don't throw. But we said it's not so simple to learn like that. So if in the first Ashkofa we saw that if you don't throw it, even if it's throwing to fix, it's really not mukta. And if in the way we learn like Rav Shlomo Zalman and Shulchan Shleimo, that it's throwing to fix. And it doesn't help, it's mukta. Only pnimis is not mukta, the daloch is the opposite. Because we have to know, Maishno, Miteva, Shedo, Migdal, that the Dlotis are not Mukta. And we have to say, maybe because you need a Uman, and maybe because the Kli himself is Adayin Rovi. Vadvorim Adayin, Tzrichim Bir.